Welcome to the Art of Happiness.
Welcome to the Art of Happiness. Okay. We kind of ended with talking about like how we were going to go about finding our hobbies and like the guidelines we were going to follow.
Yeah.
So, Tam, have you thought about, you know, maybe a list of a few things that you are interested in trying?
I did. Okay. So I referenced kind of like our themes of like what we thought was like kind of like helpful points to consider when doing a hobby. And one of the things that like came up to me is I was like, okay, well, how can I have, maybe I would feel better about finding a hobby that didn't make me feel like I was wasting my time. Cause I told you that was my biggest struggle is I thought that I would feel like I'm wasting time. Right. So I was like, okay, what's a hobby that would maybe be helpful to my current family, like my close people, that so that made me feel like I could kind of segue a little bit into this chapter of hobbying, hobbiness. So currently my father-in-law, my husband, and my oldest daughter are fly fishers. I've gone with them to fly fish, and I can tell you, don't appear to have any interest.
Yeah. Is that what they're doing today?
That's what they're doing today. Wow. They're just out there just fly fishing away, right?
I didn't know you could do that.
You can,
yeah.
Gotcha. And like here's the other thing is it's like there's a whole fit that you wear for. And you know
I would think you'd be all about
I'm
that.
All about like an outfit. Yeah. Like you can pretty, dear listeners, you can probably assume that any hobby I'm going to choose probably has a fit coordinated with it because that's just me. I feel like I get energized from getting into character.
Yeah.
I feel like the outfit helps me get into character. Yep. So anyway, being out there, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not sure I'm really a fly fisher, but I learned that like there's actually people who make these little flies. Like it's not putting a worm. Like fly fishing is not putting a worm on a reel and throwing it out there.
Right. I have like seen those before. They're like little feathery things like that look like, I guess, bugs or something.
First of all, some of them are adorable.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, the cutest. Like, there was one the other day that I saw that was, like, disco ball-like, and I was
really?
Like, that's totally my speed.
Yeah,
like, can I do something that's kind of, like, glittery and beautiful like this? Yeah. But there's this level of, like, entomology about it that I kind of piqued my interest a little bit. So in looking at these flies, I just was like, oh, I'm just going to kind of look at a video of, like, how does one make a fly?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, just the tiniest little thing, just like sitting on like this little pedestal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like watching them like wrap like the wire, like around like the feathers and the way that they kind of like pulled the feathers and kind of laid them back to kind of create, I mean, they try to make it look like actual like nymphs and things, which I learned that word, nymphs.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's a new word that I learned. It has something to do with bugs. But I promise you, I'm going to learn more about those nymphy guys. And like, it just was like, actually, it was really satisfying just watching the video.
Hmm.
And, you know, ASMR is like a big word, you know, or an acronym that people are really into. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is really satisfying to watch. And it would kind of scratch the itch of helping my family a little bit. You know, I don't think flies cost that much.
Right.
But, you know, maybe just me just like feeling like I'm contributing to like a hobby that clearly has engulfed a large portion of my family. It makes me feel like, hey, guys, what about me?
Yeah.
Helps me feel like I'm still into it, but maybe I bring a different realm to it. So mine is going to be tying flies. So I will be documenting me like diving into that world. And I hope to kind of like post some of it to our socials, like to kind of like
that'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
If it's that like intricate, like that would be
to kind of give our viewers kind of like, so who might be interested in fly tying, kind of like what I've kind of trying, what like tools I'm using, the time it takes to do
it.
I
didn't even know that that was like a thing.
I had no idea. It was literally just
what kind of goes along with your craftiness, which it seems like you've dabbled in a little.
It does seem to be like where I go to.
Do you think, one thing I think about though is like, do you think that you know, you're doing that for other people? Because I know we've talked a lot about not doing things for other people. Not saying you shouldn't do it, but just something to consider.
That's as a we go really good point.
Along on this journey.
You're right, because you're spot on. Because I even said it like three times in this little speech about how like it's to benefit my family. You're so right. And like that, I think that's going to be something that I'm really going to like really have to focus on, you know, maybe that's another key, like not only like making sure that I don't feel like I've just wasted time, but also making sure that I try to find something that truly brings value to me and not others.
Yeah. And I think it's a cool place to try and
start.
For sure. It's like you want to take, you know, inspiration from mm-hmm. things in your life, mm-hmm. but just something I was thinking about that you might want to just keep an eye on.
Excellent point. Yeah. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. definitely something to reflect on. And again, mm-hmm. you know, it's like talking these things out with yep. you, I feel like is really kind of helping me learn a lot about myself because like, yeah. you're right. Like right out of the gate, I put myself right into the hole of trying to do something to benefit my family.
Yeah.
I love my family.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And you like, are the most, the beautiful right? family.
We both yeah, do. We but do. Like as moms, it's so hard mm-hmm. to even try, like even as us, like we're like, we are focused. Like yep. we are going to find something yep. for ourselves. Yeah, right, like, we're going right. to do this. And then I'm like, and then on today's episode, I'm going to make flies to benefit my family while they
So
I'm stuck.
I think you should do it. I yes. think you should do it because you might love it.
Well, sure.
And you know, it could. Who knows where it might lead?
I right.
You know, mm-hmm. so
could it lead to an Etsy shop where I dump like 10 flies that I don't know what to do with?
Stay tuned for that.
Stay tuned for my Etsy store. Gosh, what a great point. That's something cool. definitely to reflect yeah. on. Thank yeah. you for pointing that out.
Yeah, no problem.
Already.
Mm. Well, so I've been thinking about mine too, and you know, I feel like mine is like. Not as exciting, you know, it's, what? I don't know. Well, it's just like,
well, tell me what it is so okay, I can tell you okay, if it's exciting.
All right. So as you know, like I am not domestic at all. Like I literally like my
it's
version.
One of my favorite things about you. It's one of my favorite
I've
things
I've spent
about
all my
you.
Time be, learning to be like a professional and like be a boss lady that mm-hmm. I have not spent any time on learning how to do. Like I've never, I don't ever cook. Mm-hmm. Like my husband does all the cooking, which is wonderful. Like I love him for it.
Right.
But it also makes me feel like. I can't, you know, like provide for myself.
Right.
So my version of like dinner, if he's gone, is like a bowl of cereal for me and the kids.
I love
you know?
It. What's your go-to cereal? Do you have a I cereal mean, mug? Because I have a cereal mug.
I'm not like you. And then I mean, no, you
just
love the cereal
say
too.
It, Aaron.
I mean, I am like, I do try to be.
As my dentist, she's able to tell you how much I love my cereal.
You know, I try to be a little healthy when it is just
so
cereal.
You're not
so
doing
I'm
doing Oreo O's.
No, we're doing like shredded wheat or something, you know.
My God.
So my kids love
shredded
me.
Wheat. Are you 70? Where's the sugar? Where is the shapes?
Why did you get the frosted shredded wheat?
Oh my God.
Or there's this like
frosted shit.
Anyway, so
not ready to move on. I want to talk about it.
Well, you know, try to like give the idea of healthiness in our house. So
you are yes the shit.
So back to yeah. So like that is my idea. Like if he's gone, it's like turkey sandwiches or you know shredded.
Does Adam eat shredded wheat frosted?
I mean, he does because that's all we buy. So that or Cheerios, you know, so plain Cheerios.
That one at least has a shape.
Yeah.
That one is circular.
True.
It'll actually stay on the spoon when you scoop it.
Yeah. Well, you do one shredded wheat, one little biscuit.
Stump. Oh, wait. So it's like a shape?
Yeah, the little squares.
I was
not
picturing.
Not granola type. And that's like, not like shredded up. It's
okay.
like the little like rectangles.
I'm literally picturing like
you've
just,
never had frosted shredded wheat?
I just said my go-to is Oreo O's.
Okay.
I'm more of like a, you know, like... If you remember, there was a point in time where Oreo O's actually, for our folks out there who are the diehard Oreo O's fans, there actually used to be marshmallows that came with Oreo O's.
Really?
And I'm fairly confident they were pulled from the shelves because of their unhealthy level. And then they re-released them, only this time without the marshmallows. And let
I
me
bet
tell
you, really disappointed.
The disappointment, Aaron. Yeah. I was just like, I mean, this is great, but now my milk doesn't taste like the creamy center of an Oreo. It scratches the itch, but it doesn't fulfill the needs.
So I think one hobby you could consider is, you know, like nutrition class or something. Just saying. Side note.
Me, I'm like,
I think it could be more interesting
for
you.
Where did those extra pounds come from? I don't know.
Yeah. Did you know that I actually got a degree in nutrition?
You got a degree in nutrition?
Yeah, that was my bachelor degree.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. actually, being yeah. a dentist. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that was like a really interesting like portion of your education? Or
I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Did
I
you?
Thought it was really cool. Like, I wish there was more. I would have stuck it out if there would have been more opportunities for jobs. I felt like I pivoted to dentistry for several reasons, but one of them was like just more opportunities, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. So
that's
but
interesting.
Anyway,
we segued right
we totally
out of that.
Segued.
What were we talking
so
about?
Back to
hobbies.
My
your
hobby.
Hobby.
My hobby.
Let's just take
so
it all back to me.
Back to the point was, and I'm not like, I don't cook. I have no idea how to cook. So I know this is like all over media and like everybody's super into it, but like I've always loved like how you were describing making flies. Like I always love watching people making bread and pasta mm-hmm. and stuff on social media. I think it's really satisfying. And I thought like, it seems like I would be interested in trying that, like working with my hands and getting, you know, messy and like, you know, just like having that result of like getting to, you know, it seems like it'd be very satisfying. So mine is going to be like trying like bread making, baking, bread making, and just see where that goes.
Oh yeah. I could totally see you being in like the baking era because I feel like, well, first of all, you mentioned like how like you like working with your hands, which totally makes sense because you're a dentist. Yeah. So like, that's like, you're like in your hands, like in people's mouths, but also like just knowing you, like you are like a perfectionist. Like it's one of my favorite things about you because like, I know that like whenever I go into a journey with you, like I know that like you're putting your heart and soul into it. It's never like you half-assing anything ever. Can we cuss on this podcast?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I just like threw that out there. Yeah. So sorry.
Yeah, no, but I appreciate
that. We should have talked about that before we started filming.
I think it's fine.
Like, I feel like you're just like a wholehearted person, right?
Thanks, yeah.
And so I can totally see, like, I feel like, again, I'm also not a baker cooker that falls on Pat. It's one of Pat's hobbies. But Pat, it like always talks about how like, cooking would be a great one for me to go into because like, it's just like, you know, you just throw some things together and just try it as you're going along to see if you like it. Whereas baking seems like it's really like technical. Like
I agree. I think that's part of it. Like what you're saying. I think that idea of like having to follow a recipe, like I can do that.
Yeah.
And
seems totally up your realm.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see. And, you know, I think it'll be fun to maybe like get the kids involved with like the dough and things like that. Cause they love to obviously make messes. So, you know, which, that piece of it, I'm like a little cringy about because I'm like, I don't know if I can handle all that mess.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see how it goes.
So then maybe like you start this by like trying to do the baking yourself to the point where you feel a little bit more like comfortable in it. Cause I feel like if I'm trying to picture myself baking dough, I feel like if it's too chaotic in the beginning, like I'm just going to shut down.
I think that's a good point.
Right.
Valid, yeah.
And so totally. Maybe it's like you started off with just like yourself getting some basics down just so you're confident in it. So then that way when you pull the kids in and a little chaos ensues, it doesn't totally derail you because you kind of already know what to do next.
Yeah.
As opposed to like when you're starting, you don't really know what to do next.
Yeah.
And then your kids are like, but we do.
Yeah.
And it's not. But this just makes total sense. I could totally see you in your sourdough era.
I'm not going to, I don't know if I'm going to, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes.
Well, so, okay. You talked about baking bread. Is sourdough going to be the first one you do, you think?
I think I might try sourdough. You know, I know that that's like its whole own little niche.
Is it really?
It seems like it's got like, that's like a whole world.
Well, tell me about sourdough. It. I don't know anything about bread.
I mean, it just seems like people that do sourdough, like they're like diehard and like making the perfect sourdough. And there's like,
how do you make the perfect sourdough?
I mean, I don't know.
Is it like its shape or is it like its flavor?
Oh, I think it's like, I mean, I really don't know too much about it yet, but like,
you're diving
I do, right?
Give me all the answers now, Eric.
Yeah, I think it's like the texture and like the flavor and all the things that come along with it. And, you know, you have, I looked into it a little bit, like you have to have this like sourdough starter that you take care of in the fridge and you pull from it every time you make a loaf of bread and then you feed the starter. And so
it's almost kind of like you have a new baby.
Kind of. I mean, something you take care of.
That's
like ongoing. And I think if you don't feed it, it will die. Like the sourdough starter. So
that kind of plays on your mom skills. You get to be a mom again,
so
which
something,
you're already
awesome
at.
I'm pretty good about like,
feeding
on like a schedule. So anyway, that's like a whole thing. So I don't know. That's a little overwhelming. I don't know. I may try that. But there's obviously lots of types of bread you can make or other baking. You know, I thought it'd be fun to try to make pasta. So I got to like kind of narrow it down. I think that maybe I should just pick one thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
And sourdough might be the good place to start.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a lot of opinions about that out there. So
yeah. Is it like a lot of overhead to kind of get that start? Like does a starter like... Can you just build, like, can I just, like, walk upstairs right now and be like, I have a starter?
Or do you have to? You can make your own, but a lot of places sell them, and that's the route I would go, and it's not very expensive. Yeah, it might be, like, under $10.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can go to, like, I know there's a local bread company by me that they do sour, like, their whole thing is, like, all sourdough products. And so you can go buy part of, like, their starter. and they'll give it to you in a little jar, and you take it home, and then you add to it to, like, make more. So
like, how long does a starter live for? Do you know any of that yet, or is that part of, like,
know.
Your exploring
You know, that's
this
a good
hobby.
Question. I really don't know much else about it. So
I'm very fascinated by the starter. I feel like I'm just going to be messaging you random questions of, like, is your starter still alive?
All right, so I guess I have to do that, huh?
Can you name your starter? I'm going to have a lot of questions about this. Okay. I feel like just like hearing you talk about it, I'm going to be really interested to hear more about it. Because like maybe even like in you trying hobbies, maybe it'll be like...
Spark your interest.
Spark my interest. Yeah, because obviously I've become obsessed about your starter baby. And I feel like I'm going to want to know more about your starter baby. What are its likes? Its dislikes? Yeah. Does it stay up late? Does it go to bed? Does it sleep well? Tell me more about this.
Well, all right. I guess you just decided for me then. I guess I'm going to go down the sourdough path.
Yeah, please do. I want to know more about it.
Okay.
I need you to document it for me too. I want some visuals. I'm a very visual learner.
I'll send you some pictures.
I appreciate
it. And some video.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Okay, cool. So, well, I think we have our first hobbies that we're going to try.
I think you're
excited about it. So I think maybe yours sounds really cool too.
I think yours sounds great. Yeah. And I feel like maybe like in our next episode, what we do is just kind of report back and like break down everybody like what we did in these. And
I think it's a great idea.
Kind of give them some feedback on some of the lessons that we learned or maybe some of the things we didn't.
Okay, yeah.
Wish we would have tried.
Do you think like a time frame of a couple weeks would be enough time for you to start this hobby?
Yeah, I feel like that should give me enough time.
Okay.
I've ordered the supplies.
All right.
Maybe I should share what supplies I ordered too, just in case then anybody that'd be interested would know, be able to kind of like see the resources I use.
Yeah.
And maybe even like some fly experts out there, if you guys could like send me any information of like your favorite tools to use, or maybe like what my thing is, I don't know like what's like a starter fly for somebody like me. Like what's an easier fly to make and what are like the more like like complicated ones. Mm-hmm. So if anybody can give me feedback on like this is a good one to start on, this is a good one to kind of like work your way up to, that would be great. Any type of feedback I can get from our listeners would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's a great idea. Actually, I could use the same. I think like if you have any tips on bread making, or I will post my my starter babies and my flunders, because I'm sure I will need tips and tricks. So
can we have joint custody of your starter babies?
Stop it.
I can't. I love it.
So, this is exciting.
Yeah, I'm ready. Awesome. I think this is a great time to sign off and let our listeners know that we appreciate you joining us at the Art of Hobbiness today. And we'll be breaking into our hobbies and we'll be reporting back as we continue to look for our journey and figuring out who we are.
Absolutely.
And who are we?
To be determined. So we hope you join us next time. Thanks so much.
Bye.